This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Ida has been downgraded this morning to a tropical storm, 16 hours after smashing into Louisiana as a fierce Category 4 hurricane. The storm has left at least one person dead in Louisiana. It knocked out power to all of New Orleans and inundated coastal communities in Louisiana as it moved through that state and into Mississippi. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with Louisiana's governor.
Hurricane Ida made landfall officially at Port Fouchon as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
This is one of the strongest storms to make landfall here in modern times.
Nick Mosca is among those trying to ride it out at home in New Orleans.
I'd like to be better prepared. There's a few things that I'm thinking we probably could have done, but this storm came pretty quick.
We're praying for the best and prepared for the worst.
On the federal end, President Biden says FEMA has pre-positioned a lot of resources, including meals and rescue teams.
We're going to put the country's full might behind the rescue and recovery.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Rocket fire in Afghanistan. The AP's Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
The rocket fire, apparently targeting Kabul's international airport, struck a nearby neighborhood on the eve of the deadline for U.S. troops to withdraw from the country. After the attack, planes continued to land and taxi across the northern military side of the airport, taking off roughly every 20 minutes at one point. No group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Last week, the Islamic State group in Afghanistan launched a devastating suicide bombing at one of the airport gates, killing around 170 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members.
This is AP News. Another PGA tournament ends with a marathon playoff. Graham Agars has this.
Patrick Cantlay has outlasted Bryson DeChambeau in a dramatic playoff to win the BMW Championship in Maryland. Cantlay secured the win with a birdie on the sixth extra hole after the two had finished 27 under in a record low-scoring week. It was the fourth week in a row the tour had finished in sudden death, the 14th for the season. It was Cantlay's third win this year and lifts him to the top of the FedEx standings as the elite 30-man field now heads into the season-ending tour championship in Atlanta. I'm Graham Agars.
We're not making this up. A cow was spotted at a McDonald's drive-thru in Wisconsin in the back seat of a Buick sedan. A woman shot video of it. A whole freaking cow, she said. The owner said it was a calf he had just bought. Two other calves were in the back seat, too, he said. The video's getting a bunch of views. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.